welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And, you know, it's amazing when you crystallize your ideas together and try to present it in a video like I did this last weekend over a period of months for healthcare, how I've crystallized what I foresee as, you know, 21st century healthcare that's comprehensive, it's ecological, that's wellness care. As we talked about this yesterday when we got Ron Klatz on, he's currently in Vegas with his mom visiting him. And she's in her 90s, by the way, and she's taken anti-aging technology, which is probably why she's considering everything doing so well. So here's my vision of healthcare. Every home would have a QRMA machine. Everybody would have access to a wellness center where they could do metapathia testing, blood, urine, stool, and imaging testing, and genetic markers, organic acids, to find out what the metabolic basis is for future problems that may arise and turn into disease. So before you get pathology, we'd have those. Now, you can order those kind of tests with my direction right now. For example, if I do a QRMA on you, and you send me the compressed file along with a history, you and all your relatives are get the analysis free, F-R-E-E. We have a special on now. I think it's 15 or 20% off. It'll even be more in a couple of weeks when we have our big sale coming up over Memorial Weekend. I think it'll be like 25% off. And we split up payments with an interest over 6 months. Once you have a machine, the analysis for you and your family, now we're pretty slack on that. If they're, you know, second cousins or grandparents or grandkids, whatever, that's fine. They're all covered. Now, what I'll do is I prepare a protocol, but I'll also tell you, based on your history, if it looks like it's so complex, you may need a full consultation. What I see in healthcare in the future is we're going to treat pre-disease metabolic and genetic abnormalities, toxic states like heavy metals and so on, well before disease ever starts. So I'll give an example, and I'm connected more and more to these specialties labs. We're going to be posting up in the next probably few weeks a link to not only directlabs.com, which has all these different labs connected with it, about 15 different labs, like Doctors Data, Genova Labs, etc., specialty labs, but also Meridian Valley Labs that does the old Kraft test, which Dr. Kraft, a pathologist at the University of Chicago, found out that people's response to sugar load and their insulin response was abnormal years and even decades before they ever developed heart disease, dementia, or other health problems. I know how to fix that, and I can actually fix your Kraft insulin response curve in response to a sugar load. We have tests that can measure blood viscosity, which is more accurate and more important than taking blood thinning agents like Xarelto and Eliquis, which in the individual may actually cause complications. I tell people, if you're taking Xarelto, switch at least to Eliquis. But if we can, we want to just give you natokinase. Natokinase is going to lower what's called plasminogen activator inhibitor 1 and blood viscosity, which is non-Newtonian fluid dynamics. So you start off with the QRMA. You start off with functional medicine testing, and you can do blood, urine, stool if you want. I can tell you what kits to order yourself, which their doctors will sign off on, through directlabs.com or Meridian Valley Labs. When they sign off, those doctors will sign off on the kits, so they will send the results through to you and then to me. And then I can analyze and merge that with all of your historical data, like in your 11-page history form. We do a consultation. And then I'll tell you if you need certain subspecialty treatment. In fact, I'll know what treatments are valid that can be done. For example, if you're too far gone and you're teetering because your CT scan of your heart is showing you're about to have a big heart attack, you can't wait until your arteries open up 6 months or a year from now. You may need to have some stents put in place now. But if you start taking your nutraceuticals, you'll avoid a bypass operation. If you start taking things to prevent cancer, even though you're showing some early changes of your genetics, we can actually find out what's going on. So the amazing thing to me is that healthcare should be something available to everybody. It should be like in ancient Israel where the tithes went, which is like the VAT, value-added tax, should go through to the county, not the state, where you get politicians involved. It should be controlled by citizens and the health providers themselves, and no politicians whatsoever. Citizens and health providers. We're not just talking about doctors, we're talking about chiropractors, naturopaths, geneticists, psychologists, biofeedback experts, people that can be fitness trainers, whatever. And we can have sessions where we can have rounds and actually deal with tough cases and even do, rounds with tough cases with experts that are maybe national experts in a different city, so we can actually find out what to do for a really complex problem that's unusual or a genetic problem. the healthcare should have no state licensure. Should be national licensure. So let's say you're in Alaska, a doctor, and you've been working as a surgeon for 50 years. It's ridiculous for you to have a re-license in Florida. What you should do is do a competency test, which shouldn't just be multiple guest tests. It should be a face-to-face test with a panel of surgeons that can ask you questions and make sure you're competent. It's much better to have not just a multiple guest questionnaire, but to actually have a face-to-face test that actually tests your competency among your colleagues. Number two, you should have centers of excellence where if you've not done a shoulder surgery in 5 years, you need to go back and show at a center of excellence you know how to do it with the latest technology. We should allow lateral training so a nurse practitioner can train up and become an obstetrician. A medic in the U.S. military should be able to train up relatively quickly and become a trauma surgeon or a burn unit expert. We should train doctors up to the latest standards in terms of functional medicine, learning environmental issues, which we can do online, learning immunotoxicology online. In fact, I'm putting together more and more advanced videos and other material that could literally be the training videos and material to test to see people. And then we could do online challenges to see with a panel of experts from our various boards, like the American College for Advancement in Medicine, Environmental Medicine, Anti-Aging Medicine. And then rather than doing a multiple guest question, we'd literally have the person, we'd ask them questions face-to-face. That, to me, is a much better way of testing than just multiple guest questions. We want to see, can we show that this person can problem solve in a novel situation? Can they actually acquire and go through the databases that are available, whether it's PubMed or others? Can they contact their colleagues when they're lost to actually see if they can get input from them to figure out the problems? And can they use multiple technologies to validate their treatment plan, whether it's not it's organic acids, imaging studies, genetic testing, etc.? And it's much better to have a kind of like a panel of experts testing someone to see if they're competent, and then have centers of actual on you know physical excellence where they fly to a specific city, where if you're going to be certified as an orthopedic surgeon doing procedures, you go to a special center of excellence, and that center can test to make sure you're actually assisting at the surgery, you're doing it yourself under supervision, whether it's new technologies such as arthroscopic surgery or robotic surgery or new surgical techniques with new equipment that allows you to be competent in the latest technology. That would solve a lot of the problems. We want to get rid of malpractice. We don't want any more malpractice whatsoever. We want to be able to monitor people, and if they're not competent, catch them early before they either harm people or aren't up to the cutting edge of technology. And then secondly, that we intervene and make sure we retrain them. And if they're beyond retraining, let's say they're getting too sick or too unwell physically or mentally, then they're not able to do certain procedures or practice at all. We also want to have people that want to work part-time. This directly excludes female doctors and retired doctors or elderly doctors, male and female. And if you're a female doctor and you're really competent as a specialist, maybe you only want to work 4 afternoons or 4 mornings a week and you've got kids and a family. Maybe you start to have other business interests or academic, or maybe you're a musician as well and work in an orchestra, plus you also want to practice. Maybe you want to, you know, you're in your 50s and you want to retire, and you decide, I'm going to move from Alaska to Florida, and you want to scrub up 3 mornings a week to assist in the operating room, so you get down there at 6:30 in the morning. You finish scrubbing up, and then you go down and play with your boat all afternoon. That's your business. We don't want malpractice to be a barrier to you to not being able to help and use all of your years of experience to train younger doctors and actually provide services to people. For example, I'm retired. I would not mind at all practicing even, say, a morning a week, assisting even indigent health care, providing health care to people who have no insurance. But with the state of malpractice and the state of persecution that goes on in this country, with state licensing boards, that's not possible. You need to make sure people are competent with whatever area they're going to work in. You need to have portability. So, you know, if you have national licensure, you can move from one state to another or retire. Let's say you want to move from California to Montana. You shouldn't relicense. You're licensed, okay? You just need to prove that online you actually have the database information, and periodically online you go through questionnaires with people that actually come online, and you have 2 or 3 co-professionals that can ask you questions to make sure you're competent in your area of expertise. So you have questionnaires and simulated cases, and then you have a literally face-to-face with people online that can actually test you. This will bring healthcare to everybody. There'll be no copays, no insurance, no deductibles, no exclusions, and from conception to natural death, hopefully at a very, very ripe age, because now you're dealing with ecological medicine. You no longer will be permitted to start forcing people to take toxic vaccines that contain lead or toxic adjuvants. You no longer will be able to put, you know, things like glyphosate in their food and hide it from them, or regulate only 30 chemicals out of 10,900, 8 new chemicals every day that are in the biosphere that are affecting people's health. You no longer will be able to get away with pretending or hiding the fact that cell phones are toxic and causing brain cancer, which now the courts are now releasing information that this is the case. Everybody will be trained to have some extent knowledge in areas of environmental and ecological medicine, because it affects the ecology of human beings and other life forms, including bees, which is why we're having colony collapse disorder. So that's where I see things going. I see that we can solve not only the ecological problems, but solve the problems that cause people to have unhealth, both physical and mental. For example, I have a lady that's asked me to help her with dealing with people who have drug addictions or criminal behavior back in Virginia. I can put a protocol of testing together. They can tell you exactly why their brains are wrong or sick or toxic, and what to do to fix those. So when you see someone who's a criminal or gone through a series of abuse or has genetic predispositions such as a monoamine oxidase 1, a mitochondrial imbalance, or genetic disorder, there's specific nutraceuticals and technologies we can use to actually reverse those problems so they don't end up manifesting criminal behavior, mental illness, or other problems that actually can be to disrupt society or make them viable candidates for joining gangs or becoming a violent, you know, criminal has no conscience. People have to understand this is a form of biological and social and learned behavior all combining in one mess that we could easily intervene, but we have to look at the person as a part of the ecology. In other words, we have to look at a criminal behavior and mental illness as part of the ecology of toxic food, transgenerational bad behavior, toxic materials in the environment that are feeding into their own genetic disorders that they may have that may increase the risk of those problems. And I can do that. I can actually prepare a list of tests and a way of approaching those tests to show the parameters have improved if you're changing that person's biological basis. For example, whether it's PTSD or violent criminal outbursts, such as the monoamine oxidase or the packaging of tryptophan or other genetic SNPs, we're now starting to discover that we can find out genetic predispositions to abnormal behavior, whether it's schizophrenia and the dopamine receptors, or Asperger syndrome, which is amplified by toxic adjuvants, etc. So we start off with something simple, QRMA, questionnaires. We can also have AI. For example, I can set up a series of programs, which I'm going to start writing, that someone can literally fill in a form, either online or by phone, yes, no answers to questions, and it will come up with a report writer that would tell them, yes, you have this and this likelihood problem, you should contact your doctor or contact, you know, NutraMedical, and we'll start doing testing and then get it back to your doctor to say, you need to do this, this, and this. Let's say it's a cardiologist, and it shows this person is likely at risk. They need to maybe do a lipid electrophoresis, an echocardiogram, and an endopattern endothelix test because they're heading into heart failure. Or they're showing signs that they've got transient ischemic attacks and they're going to have a stroke. And we can look at the parameters and the blood parameters of not only blood viscosity, but fibrin degradation products, platelet count, levels of antibodies in their blood, anti-nuclear antibodies in their stippling or non-stippling patterns. We can look at inflammatory cytokines in their blood and actually have markers to say, have we fixed this or not? Because if we do, we can avoid horrible illnesses that are massive debts to society. And this is one thing we don't approach. When people say, well, it's not constitutional. I saw this the other day with Judge Napolitano. You know, healthcare is not a constitutional right. This guy's a fool, okay? When you pass laws through Congress, which is constitutional, with the Veterans Care Act over 100 years ago, and then you have the EMTALA laws in 1987, and I remember the nurse telling me at the emergency department at the Augusta Regional Trauma Center how just months before I started there, if they were advised by the hospital administrators, if someone came in with a gunshot wound from downtown Augusta, Georgia, they were just told to strap them to a gurney, let them bleed outside and die. I'm not going to do that as a Christian. I'm not going to do that as an American. My fellow Americans, whether they're poor or they're either the perpetrator or the victim of violence, I'm not going to let them die because we want the hospitals to do well financially. I'm not going to do that. And we as Americans should take care of all of our people from the moment of conception to natural death, which hopefully, if we institute ecological and we call wellness care medicine, which we talked about in this video, which I want everybody to not only view, I want you to send it to your congressman and senator and say, look, we have a doctor here who's collaborated with Dr. Klatz and the 28,000 doctors in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and reported the 8 points from Dr. Cassidy in the Senate, and he has a plan. This plan will fix health care permanently. It'll permanently fix it so it'll be like ancient Israel where you don't think that health care is not a right. It's like life, liberty, and the pursuit of long life. It's part of the whole life and liberty. You have no liberty or life if you don't have the right to have good health care, which means good, stable, and safe food that's mineralized, good non-toxic soil that doesn't kill you, good air and no toxic materials and building materials that will oak gas and give you cancer. You need to have a safe ecology around you and safe vaccines and safe foods, and you need to not have toxic polypharmacy where doctors are just prescribing drugs, not knowing your own genetics. For example, this is years ago in Ohio back in the early 90s. They had a big conference where these doctors in Ohio actually had figured out how to measure all the major gene SNPs that regulate detoxification. It's law in Japan. You can't have a health card without knowing the gene SNPs of individuals. So if they take a specific drug, the blood levels won't go through the ceiling and kill them. But do we do that here? No. We discovered that the Japanese have it as part of their health plan. No one should have a health card that doesn't tell you what genetic SNPs they have, what allergic reactions they have, and what toxic side effects. You know, there's several drugs, for example, that I can't possibly take and I won't take under any circumstances, and there's lots of people like me that if you take certain drugs, they're going to really make you a mess, okay? We need to make sure that people are getting natural alternatives, and we need a level playing field so that if people are getting nutraceuticals, they're not persecuted by the state licensing authority because they're not prescribing a drug. Back in 2003, I had a drug rep come to my office and said, you're not prescribing our drug or our competitors. And they pulled out data using my DEA number, and we're talking about their drug company approaching the Colorado Board of Medical Examiners that they were going to discipline me for not prescribing an HMG chorea reductase inhibitor, which at the time, well, I think it was Zocor. It's like, are you kidding me? Zocor directly interferes with CoQ10, directly can cause transient global amnesia and dysmyelination of nerve tracts in the brain, causing basically dementia, can put you into heart failure, and this also prevents the coating of globules of fat in your artery walls so you can actually form plaque. But they're giving this HMG chorea reductase inhibitor to lower cholesterol when cholesterol itself is 2/3 of the dry weight of your brain when it's bioconverted. So it's obscene, okay? And we don't want drug companies, big insurance carriers, and big legal groups running health care, not to the benefit of patients or health providers. When I see my own doctors, they're all panicky over, do you have really good insurance? You know, I'm on Medicare now, but I have excellent insurance on the side, and they have a sigh of relief when they get that. But a lot of people don't and won't if they put the wrong bill in. So they need to look at Dr. Bill's bill and my recommendations, because I'll fix all, not some, all of the aspects of health care. Send that video on to your congressman and senator. Make sure they know what's going on. Make sure they know that there is a solution to the problem, but they can't tinker with the edges of it. They have to fix it. Your questions, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a minute.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know?
remember, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And I want to talk about some of the latest consultations we've had here at NutraMedical and give you an idea of the complex conditions we can deal with that can make you well. let's look at some of the latest. Let's see. Update on arthritis. Our gentleman who had arthritis said, well, I took a couple of things and it didn't work well. The first thing you want to do is turn off the inflammation. So you want arthritics, which is our type 2 collagen epigenetic modulator, a capsule twice a day. You want to take Inflamex, which is the Wobenzyme N formula with seropeptase. You can also take additional seroflozyme that breaks up interfascial adhesions and inflammation in the tissue. You need Collagen Max. This gentleman wasn't taking Collagen Max yet, which is going to regenerate hydroviscus layer in his joints, the glycosaminoglycan in the joint cartilage, along with joint performance, will help to rebuild the cartilage, and then it also builds the tissues around the cartilage, which is the tendon mender. It turns off the tenosites that are causing inflammatory changes to the various material around the joints we call the connective tissues, and the ligaments and so on. Mountain Red Velvet, at least 2 capsules twice a day, and by the way, we're moving along very nicely. My license should be in here shortly, and when we do, we can make the DR capsule version. The advantage to the DR, it's a delayed-release capsule, is it's going to get to the terminal ileum where the body can turn into a micelle. The micelle then will then deliver it to the target tissue, so you actually have the template for building, rebuilding tissues, because all of the molecules have been saved and protected until they get micellized in the terminal ileum. They pass through the stomach, get past the pepsin and the acid, get past the digestive enzymes. And many of these fragile molecules, if they don't get turned into a micelle before they get either annealed or changed in their quaternary structures, they don't have the same biological effect. I've also worked out a way of actually converting this into an intravenous or a surgical form, which I'm going to get patents on as well. We got some questions there. I have a gentleman says, he says off-air questions. Okay, I'm an 80-year-old. Take no meds at all, and my feet are typically cold. What are your thoughts? Well, first off, you're getting what we call Raynaud's phenomenon, where you get vasoconstriction. So the first thing you want to do is take CardioVasc. Then you want to open up the blood vessels with Supernox and take Beet VO2 Max powder, a scoop twice a day. So start with CardioVasc. Usually you'll be taking 2 capsules or 30 drops 3 times a day. Take the Supernox, 2 caplets, 3 times a day, which includes, by the way, things to make sure you don't just stimulate and create what's called nitro peroxy radical, because if you just take the amino acids and so on, you can actually increase nitro peroxy radical. And the third is Beet VO2 Max, which is my favorite, and you can go to our NutraMedical store, and that will help to restore circulation and open up. Then the next question was, what can be done about erectile dysfunction? The first thing you want to think about erectile dysfunction is, number one, you can have neurological factors and you can have vascular factors. The most common thing that's going on is the person's hormone levels are down. So if you're 80 years of age, the first thing to think of is that you need Men's Max to release male hormone, because at 80, your sex hormone binding globulin is going to be high. You see, you want to take 4 of those capsules in the morning, and you want to take 2 capsules of the hormone synergy that will make sure your hormone that you do have isn't converted to female hormone. Then you want to use DHEA and pregnenolone, 8 pumps, and you want to put on your neck, underneath your arms and the groin, first thing in the morning, 8 pumps of each DHEA and pregnenolone, and then you want to take Testo cream, 2 pumps, and then you're again neck and axilla and groin, just 2 pumps, every day in the morning, and before exercise and before sex, you want to take 8 pumps. That will start to restore your own hormone production. You do not want to take synthetic hormones. You want your body to bioconvert and create it. If you take synthetic hormones like, you know, these androgel and other things, you'll actually convert the excess to female hormones. You'll cause prostatic hypertrophy. Also, your prostate has to be healthy. If your prostate isn't healthy, you're not going to get proper erectile function. So you need to take what's called Prostate Flow and Vision Max, a capsule of each twice a day. But that usually should correct the erectile dysfunction. Now, if you have signs that there's neurological issues, then we can investigate that as well and find out what's going on there. Most of the time, the erectile dysfunction related to autonomic nervous system and neurotransmitter levels, we can correct it with things like Minerals Plus, and there are things to correct the levels of norepinephrine, dopamine, and acetylcholine. So easy to do. We can test and prove that it's working, and we can correct your vascular and your neurological functions there and your hormonal levels. So hopefully that answers your question. If you have more questions, too, just drop me an email or call, and I'll answer you back and give you it in writing.
You are tuned in.
Welcome back. In my video I put together for Americans for healthcare, and I'm not sure what kind of healthcare you have in New Zealand. I think it's similar to Canada. You have a nationalized health system. The doctors are still paid a fee for service, and your malpractice probably isn't crazy like it is here in the United States, where you can sue a doctor for multiple lifetimes of their total. other information from them, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And I get their genetic analysis, 23andMe and Prometheus, and I have their metabolites, right?
Yes.
And they send me all this information, and they want me to kind of predict what's going on. And if I was able to say, look, I'm going to look at a specific joint, let's say their hip joints, and their bones, because, you know, obviously they may be getting degenerative changes in their bones occurring, right?
Yes.
If I was to measure and say, oh, you're 2 standard deviations in terms of bone density, you've lost 60% of the collagen in your bones, and your joint space is basically down to a millimeter, and there's eburnation where there's basically some places that it should be bone on bone, other places there's only a millimeter or two of cartilage left, right?
Yes.
And, of course, the surgeon's waving a scalpel at him saying, I'm going to cut. But, again, if you try to put a prosthesis in there, the femoral shaft will shatter when you try to drive it in with a hammer. Right? And then they call Dr. Deagle in a panic saying, this is a real situation. I've had these happen 3 times in the last week of this kind of situation. And this particular kind of individual, it's an older female, that basically they've let go to hell in the handcart, and then they wonder how Dr. Deagle's going to fix them. And usually they'll press the panic button when everything else fails. Panic button has a great big Dr. D. It could be considered Dr. Deagle or Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom, if you don't listen to me. Dr. D, if you want help. Now, what they need to realize is if you're trying to rebuild bone, you want our bone generator, you want our collagen max, you want micel D3, myco D2, and full vitamin K2 to stimulate the osteoblast. You need the minerals in our Minerals Plus, including maybe Copper Regenimax, because if you don't make enough elastin and collagen, you don't have the rebar to actually hold bone together. But if you don't have all the building blocks, and that includes things like Mountain Red Velvet, when people say, I'm really screwed up, you know, my heart failure is big, I've got a big dilated heart, or I've got bad varicosities, we don't need to give them vein away and basically our ultrasound B1, which is transketolase to get rid of singlet oxygen, which is the primary things that occur in diabetics, in their skeletal muscles, we have to give them the building blocks to rebuild them. And I tell them it's like returning to the fetal state. And this is something, I went back to the literature just a month ago and I thought, surely somebody's thought of this Deagle idea, which is that the placenta is not just a passive organ that, you know, acts as an interface with the mother, but it actually provides building blocks that the baby uses to build a baby.
Yeah.
Now, there's interesting questions. What's the maximum period of time in a human's life where there's apoptosis, where you're destroying old or damaged or cells? It's during fetal life. It's not when you're old, when you're dying. It's when you're a fetus. And the reason is you got to get rid of old cells if you're going to make it a bigger person, a bigger baby. And you have to have the building blocks. If you don't have those 396 building blocks and the growth factors, you can't possibly make a baby. And now those molecules aren't going to be present in the mother's blood. They aren't. She's going to have some sugar there, and she'll have some amino acids. She'll have some fatty acids. She may have some iron and calcium and other minerals in their ionic state, or maybe attached to proteins, which allow active transport. That's why we have the...
This product is 390 different. There is no other product like that. And we hear people who take this product say, oh, why didn't I try that years ago?
Well, I personally believe in getting rid of the kinks and taking all these supplements, what you do, Mountain Red Velvet included. And I give it to my daughter with Down syndrome, so it continues to rebuild her body because she's under metabolic stress from 5 extra genes that she doesn't need on the end of the CQ2122 long arm of the 21st chromosome, which includes the cystathionine beta synthetase gene, the copper zinc superoxide dismutase gene, etc. Okay? Yes. Now, the important thing to realize is that when we take these Mountain Red Velvet building blocks, doesn't matter if you've got, you know, a joint that needs to be rebuilt. For example, I was doing deep tissue massage. I've now decided to even get more aggressive by getting what's called Thai massage. They stretch the heck out of you with deep tissue. And my massage therapist says, oh, usually other people cry and they get all upset. I said, I'm a tough guy. Do what you got to do. And they turn you like into a pretzel. It's a freaking amazing. And the reason why I continue doing it is because I don't let adhesions build up, but I take my Mountain Red Velvet. So they... if I'm trying to make my joints lubricate again or my ligaments behave themselves again, despite a tendency toward getting into trouble, I'm not only taking the enzymes and the building blocks like Mountain Red Velvet, I'm doing the deep tissue massage as well to help. And I tell people, I said, you've got to stay active, but if you're hurting, you're not going to be active. And if you're not active, you're going to get, you know, diabetes, heart disease, every other kind of problem. But you got to stop, and the way to stop the pain isn't to cover it up with a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory or a steroid shot. It's to actually fix the problem. The reason why the pain goes away is because the problem goes away. That's why when people take Mountain Red Velvet, they say, I had spankylosing spondylitis like your dad, and he doesn't hurt, so he's able to take care of your red deer. Or they have a sore joint because they're in mixed martial arts, and they got themselves twisted up doing grappling, and they take the Mountain Red Velvet, and in a matter of a few days or weeks, they're healed. Otherwise, it might take months, or they accumulate a micro injury, and eventually something ruptures. And this is what happens in professional sports. They did a study a few years ago of the NBA and National Football League, the National Basketball League, and they found that 78% of people in these sports have a tear of the rotator cuff capsule that under surgical criteria would require a surgical repair, either arthroscopic or an open repair of the shoulder. That's crazy. Which means the micro injuries are not being healed. Now, if all these pro athletes took Mountain Red Velvet, the percentage would drop dramatically. It might drop to, say, 10 or 12% because those micro injuries wouldn't build up to a macro injury where the damn thing, you're going out someday and you're doing a layup and all of a sudden your shoulder goes plink and all of a sudden your arm drops to its side. It's like, you're out of the game, buddy. You're going to the operating room. Or you rupture something, or like your ACL, PCL ligaments in your knee because you're like Gronkowski. I got a kick in a grunt, you know. There's this monster out on the playing field, and his body's so strong, but there's a couple of ligaments that have been repeatedly micro-injured to the point where they're going to rupture when he gets out there, and someone whacks him from the side, and all of a sudden his ACL, PCL ruptures, and now he's screwed up because his leg is twisted around in a very strange position.
Yeah, and this is it. These people, their bodies are their occupations. So we have a number of professional athletes who take our Mountain Red Deer Velvet as part of their maintenance. That's just how they look after their body.
We have a friend who's a really big guy. He's a Croatian, and he's a basketball star. And these guys play when their team with the pro football players here in San Diego and so on. But he did something bad to his knee. And a guy has been playing, you know, basketballs and 6 days a week. So he's jumping, and he can jump probably higher than my waist. But his knee is now screwed, okay? If he doesn't take things like Mountain Red Velvet, it's not going to heal. And he's smart enough to know that if he lets the surgeons put a steroid in that knee, it's going to weaken the collagen. So if he does get back out there, it's not just going to hurt, it's going to pop. It's going to rupture. It's going to weaken the collagen. Yeah. Same with non-steroidals. You take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug and you go and do a hard sport or you play golf, your joint goes dry and eventually you weaken the ligaments and they reach their tensile strength rupture level and they pop. And then, as I say, it's an OMG moment. They say, oh my gosh. Why is my leg buckling underneath me and I can't stand? It's because you don't have ligaments anymore. You need to have artificial ligaments taken from your Achilles tendon or from a cadaver so that you actually have ligaments in your knee now, and you're going to have 6 months to 12 months of rehab on a treadmill with a nurse, you know, biting your butt trying to tell you to do stuff that's hurting.
Yes.
And they don't get that,
do
they?
No.
Why don't I do that now? Why not start, especially if you're a weekend warrior, take the Mountain Red Velvet now, so at the end of a weekend, you're not kind of propping yourself up with non-steroidals. You're actually fixing the problem. So at the end of the weekend, you don't not just hurt. You don't have micro injuries that at some point down the road, you're going to get in a gopher hold, twist your leg, and all of a sudden, your buddies are going to have to haul you off in the cart and say, you're not playing golf for the next 3 months. You're going out to see an orthopedic surgeon. And that happens so often, doesn't it?
It does, and this is it. You can put these beautiful nutrients that are 100% natural into your body now. You don't have to be a professional athlete to take this product, but if you are, you can. But the weekend warriors, the mums and dads who are out playing golf, they're out walking with their grandchildren at the weekend. They want to, suddenly the sun comes and let's have a game of tennis. And they have all these little injuries, and you can prevent this.
Yeah, and it adds up, you see. The difference between a pro athlete and one who isn't is the fact you develop enough micro injuries that even if your brain is better and you're more skilled in terms of how to play the game, you can't because your body can't keep up.
Yeah.
They actually did a recent study and they found that genetically, if people have a faster repair to collagen, they're more likely to have a longer life as a pro athlete. Now, people like our head quarterback for the Patriots, he goes to anti-aging clinics and he takes some of our nutraceuticals that literally lengthens the life of his body. Like, for example, if you take Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max, 1-2 punch, you're going to do much better at not ripping your tendons up and having a hydroviscous layer in your joints and rebuilding your cartilage. So I tell people, it's not just that. I call, I use the term make in, but I should say make over. We're making over from the inside rather than just make up from the outside. We're making you over.
Exactly.
And so,
and this is it.
It doesn't just make you over, so you have little hair that doesn't break off in the pillow when you're 75 or 80. It means that when people look at you, say, "You're my sister, and you look this good," or "You're my brother. How come you don't have wrinkles like I have? And how come your nails are like talons that don't break off like mine?" You know, they're looking at you like, "Why are you not falling apart?" I listen to Dr. Deagle and I take the Mountain Red Velvet.
Right? Exactly. And that's it. And that's what they need to do. And it's taking this capsule once a day or twice a day. And it's a journey to better health. And people who have had a micro injury or they've had a creaky joint or a sore back for years tend to put up with that. And what we're saying is, try this product. You don't have to put up with that. You don't have to think, oh, that's just old age. That's how I'm going to feel. Or my knees are sore. Yeah.
But it's not just musculoskeletal or skin. It's everything. For example, if I give people a congestive heart failure, we need to rebuild their heart muscle and their blood vessel walls and all their tissues. Those building blocks are there to rebuild the heart and blood vessels. So if you got Chagas spirochetosis, which, by the way, typically the doctors will tell you, if you got Chagas, you have 100% ticket. 20 years from now, you're going to terminal dilatory heart failure and you're going to die. Did you know that? Now, Dr. Deagle has three things I can provide for you that can make that not happen. We have antipathogenics, which will kill off the Chagas spirochete that's in your cardiomyocytes and your heart muscle. We have nutraceuticals like Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max and other ones that will help your heart muscle start to rebuild again, your cardiomyocytes and your blood vessel wall health. So you don't go into terminal heart failure. You don't go into dilatory cardiac failure. And then finally, the last thing is we can give you things energetically to maintain the level of the energy of the cardiomyocytes and so on. But the first step is you have to have the building blocks to rebuild the heart muscle once we kill off the pathogens. And we do that with Mountain Red Velvet. So when I have somebody with heart failure, I tell them, the core stage is to take the things we have for heart failure, like I did earlier in the first hour. The second stage, you got to take Mountain Red Velvet so you rebuilt your heart muscle and your blood vessel walls and your muscles. For example, a senior citizen, did you know that I tell senior citizens the most important thing you can do for your immune system to prevent against, starving to death, or dying of cancer or some immune or infection, is to maintain your muscle mass. The two things that I tell people to take are Mega Muscles amino acids we have from Dr. Wolf, and Mountain Red Velvet, because if you maintain your lean body mass, your body will take that muscle and turn it back into immunoglobulins to save your hide if you've got a serious septic infection. People don't know that. They don't realize if you don't maintain lean body mass and you're a skinny, skin-flint old person, you're going to die. And the most important things to protect against that are Mountain Red Velvet and our Mega Muscles. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting, and I think that as you talk about wellness as we age, is that a lot of people just think, oh, that's how I have to feel. And, you know, as we get older, our bodies
change. Yeah, they make excuses.
And,
it's like I saw an ad last night. I was watching Tucker Carlson. I always like what I call it. This is the only show I watch now on Fox News even. I can't watch news otherwise. And he talked about this sign that they had that was basically abusing people that are obese. Obesity is a disease. Oh. It's a metabolic disorder, okay? To abuse them and make them feel more abused doesn't help. It's like telling somebody, the reason why your joints are shot is because you decided to be a weekend golfer. No, it wasn't that. You didn't take Dr. Deagle's Mountain Red Velvet and College of Medicine.
Yeah.
And if you did, you'd still be golfing rather than laying on the operating room table. How's that?
Exactly.
I think I just heard the bumper. I think I heard the bumper bump.
Fast. Europe is being over.
Let's see now. So tell us what the average person that comes to you that says, I'm taking Mountain Red Velvet at, say, 1 month, 6 months, a year. What do they say to you, Karen?
I hear people who say, gosh, why did I wait so long to take that? Or, oh, I wish I'd had it years ago. Or, you have no idea how that is helping me. I'm back out on the golf course. I'm back out doing two shifts at work. I'm sleeping. And that's a huge one for us, because as you know, that when we're sleeping, the body can heal itself. So when someone hasn't had sleep for a long time, and they're able to get through the night, and just it really makes people feel so much better. So we have all sorts of things. We have people who say, I can get up out of the chair without my knees creaking anymore.
Do you know you only heal when you're asleep?
Play a round of tennis now.
You know you only heal when you're asleep? Let me explain something about sleep that people don't realize. And this is part of my quantum theory of aging. The pineal gland is the master gland of the body in terms of overseeing the hypothalamus and the pituitary, but also is a connection between your physical body and your higher self, your spirit, your soul. The ancient anatomists actually realized this 1,000 years ago and actually wrote it into anatomy books that go back into the Vatican 1,000 years ago. What happens is there are nuclei in the base of the brain that actually send up what's called harmonic resonant frequencies. They're transmitted through myelinated and non-myelinated nerve fibers and through collagen in your body to tell the genes to actually make your liver still be a liver, your kidneys be kidneys, and your brain and your peripheral nerves still be arms and legs. And those frequencies actually tell your genes to actually still make you be you. Now, they only operate and you only repair when you're actually in a specific stage of sleep, so that it's even a fraction of the night when your stem cells come out of your bone marrow, your building blocks, like if you have mountain red velvet in your body, are there. I call the architects and the workers and the building blocks, like Donald Trump building a building. That they're there. And there's only actually a narrow window when you're actually asleep and those harmonic resonant frequencies and those molecules and stem cells show up. You don't heal during when you're awake. You only heal when you're asleep, and it's only during those specific deep stage 4 dream sleep portions of sleep where you actually are healing your body. Isn't that interesting?
It is amazing. It really is. And that's why when
it's the only time when your stem cells come up when you do this. So as I tell people, you have to have those building blocks. So one of the times I tell people to take their mountain red velvet is take some in the evening after supper, let's say, or before bedtime. Then your body says, oh, I got the building blocks. I'm turning on the sleep cycle. They're in stage 4 sleep. I think I'm going to rebuild their heart muscle, their brain, their liver. If they're, let's say, an older male and they're not having normal erectile function, not only do they need the hormones, which we talked about in the previous segments of the show today, but they need the building blocks to make sure that they still have a younger body that can actually function in those things they want to do. Aha.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's because it's a 100% natural product, as I say to people, try this product. You know, this is Dr. Bill is recommending this. It is 100% natural. We don't modify it in any way.
It's amazing.
Just follow capsule and
absolutely. Yeah. Stay right there. We'll get your schedule up before we bring on Dr. Bob Thiel in hour number 3. Amazing. Larry Pratt will be back tomorrow, hour number 1. Jonathan Gray, hour number 3. Don't want to miss it. We have also Barbara Ingley from the World International Pain Society on Thursday, and Josh Bernstein, representative of AMAC, amazing broadcaster, geopolitical analyst. And coming up on Friday, Harley Schlanger, and of course, The Firing Line. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back in a moment with hour number 3 with Dr. Bob Thiel. You don't want to miss it. It's very important information we're discussing. Stay right there. Okay.